Towering up in front of you is the Rabenstein Rock, the last remaining part of the original rock face. The majority of this once mighty promontory was destroyed by mining. In November 1891, the rest collapsed. The remaining stump remains stony testimony to the valley's original landscape. A plaque installed here in 1926 commemorates the discovery of the famous Neanderthal skeleton. In early times, when the rock was far taller, it offered a magnificent view of the surrounding area. One old legend tells how a robber baron called Fight used the jutting summit as a vantage point to ambush travelers. In 1835, Johann Heinrich Bongard described the view from the Rabenstein in his travel guide for the area.
The Dissel flows 100 feet below the lofty outlook on which we stand. This plateau is often very slippery, particularly during hot, dry weather. Caution is therefore advised when gazing down at the stream, not least because the height, combined with the sight of the water flowing far below, can cause dizziness.
The rear side of the Rabenstein Rock is the last remaining element that conveys an impression of how the gorge must once have looked. The Rabenstein still rises vertically out of the River Dissel. This explains why it was impossible to follow the riverbed through the gorge. Visitors had no choice but to clamber along the sides of the valley. Moving around in the valley is easier today, even allowing the time axis, symbolizing the evolution of humankind, to be installed here at your feet. This axis connects the Rabenstein with the site of the Neanderthal skeleton's discovery. At the same time, it signifies and charts the evolution of the genus Homo that has now lasted 2.5 million years. The milestones mark the key developmental stages in this journey. The time axis has been conceived as a line. However, in real life, evolution does not follow a straight or direct path. Its course winds, takes detours, reaches dead ends, and occasionally heads off in completely new directions. The notion that evolution leads directly to a particular point is an artifact of our own historical thinking. Frequently, we are deceiving ourselves. Seen retrospectively, from today's perspective, we often wrongly assume that history and evolution followed the straight and narrow path directly to us.